What's up, everybody? Hope you're doing well. Here we are, Engage Heaven today. Thursday edition. I'm Pastor James Levesque. I want to thank you for tuning in and making us a part of your day. November 3rd. Today, we're talking about discernment. Passage found in Jonah 2:7. When my soul fainted within me, I remembered the Lord, and my prayer went up to you into your holy temple. You know, storms happen, and the reality is we all face them. In Matthew 14, a storm hit Christ's disciples while they were in a boat. They were so caught up in the storm that when Jesus started walking towards them on the water, they didn't even recognize him. Kind of crazy. They thought he was a ghost. You know, sometimes God can be hard to recognize in storms because we become so caught up in whatever we're going through. See, the hardest thing to do sometimes is to discern the voice of the Lord because there's so many external factors fighting for your attention and consuming your time. The enemy's plan is to sneak in, keep you caught up in the storm, and then leave you stuck in a place of mediocrity. And the truth is, there's so many opportunities to live a mediocre life. Discerning God's will is rooted really in the awesomeness of who he is and the awareness of who he is and where he is in your life. We don't have to be so confused. We don't have to be overwhelmed. We just have to look up over the waves and recognize them. You know, I've said this many times. Bob Jones told me, he was really a prophet, older man. He told me before he died, he said, James, do you want to know what the greatest gift is that the body of Christ will need in the end times? And he said, long after I'm gone, which, you know, he's gone now. I said, is it faith, Bob? Is it the prophetic? He said, no, son, it's discernment. The greatest gift people will need in the final hour is a gift of discernment. I'm going to tell you something. It's never been more adamant than today. I mean, we're legit in a day where you have people that are calling clean unclean and unclean clean. We're living in a day where people major on minors and they minor on majors. We're living in a day where people really don't know the will of the Lord. And if you think about the story, Jesus said, let's get into the boat and go to the other side. So the truth is nobody was really confused about the will of God, you know? They get in the boat, they go to the other side, but as they're in the boat, the storms come raging. And that's the moment where they thought he was a ghost. When you go through traumas, when you go through storms, when you go through the things of life, sometimes the hardest thing you can do is discern where God is. But yet we have a lot of people that are like, oh, I know where he is, but you don't really know. And so today, I want to encourage you to receive a greater realm of discernment. But here's the tricky thing about discernment. Discernment just can't be, someone can't lay hands on you and release discernment, right? It's not like a spiritual gift where you can impart it. Unfortunately, discernment comes in the secret place, right? Jesus said, when you pray, don't be like the hypocrites that are loud and yelling. He said, but you go into the secret place. And here's what he said, where your Father's already waiting for you. And that what you do in secret will be rewarded publicly. The challenge with discernment is you don't get it in the public square. You only get discernment in the secret place. You only get clearer understanding when you're alone with God. And as we've talked many times before, in this distracted day, it's harder and harder to do if your relationship's broken to begin with. And so today, my prayer is that you would see the need for discernment, that need would cause you to spend more time with the Lord. And then in turn, you're less confused about what the will of God is. The truth is, he said, get into the boat, let's go to the other side. Nobody was confused about his will. And today he may not say to you audibly, get in the boat, but he gave you his word. And his word is his will. And so as you read the word of God, as we make it a priority in our lives, you know what his will is. As you read the word of God, you realize what's important to the Father, and it has to be important to us. And so discernment is going to come. I do believe the Lord is saying that he wants to give you a greater gift of discernment. I believe it. But it's a gift that comes from the Father, not men. Men can't tell you what to discern. And you know, we live in a place, and this broken relationship's apparent because we're constantly trying to ask other people to discern for us. Well, what has God, and truthfully, the prophetic ministry has gotten like, it's an echo chamber of each other. God wants to share with you today what he has to say over your life. He wants to show you what he's doing in your family. He wants to show you what's happening at your workplace. It's not everybody else that he wants to show. And the truth is, he just wants time. In 2008, we just got married. We were doing revival meetings, sometimes 4 or 5 meetings a week. I remember we had bags in 4 different parts of the country because we were just traveling. Remember, we got an apartment. I think the rent was $1,200. It was a big stretch. I think over a five-month span, we didn't even stay in it once. One day, I'm getting on a plane in Burbank, California, north of LA, I believe. And the Lord said, I'm like, it's my fifth meeting that week. I'm about to preach, third city. And the Lord said, I miss you. I want time with you. I'm thinking, bro, you got the wrong guy, man. I'm in meetings every night. And then I realized that the Father missed my fellowship. It wasn't what I'm doing for him. It was he wanted me. And at that moment, I realized there are things that are only going to come in that intimacy, the secret place of you and the Father. And so, Lord, I pray today that this would be just a reminder, a confirmation of the secret place, where you're drawing us and where you're asking us to go. And I pray that as a result of time, we would step out into a new realm in a new place. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. Love you guys. That's it for today. We want to thank you for tuning in to Engage Heaven Today. I'm out.